is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it 6 minutes after on this Wednesday. It's the 28th of June. Of course, we're headed for the 4th of July. I got a note from Judy today. Well, during the program, she said, you know, what is the problem? Why do we settle for this mediocre media? Why are we stuck with, well, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, with garbage? Why don't the conservatives get together with all the billionaires, the buddies of Trump, and start their own mainstream media, newspapers? Isn't it time we started to stand up, to be patriots, to fight back? Not using guns, she clearly said. You know, so it's the angst over the media doesn't change. I do see a growing powerhouse in Circa. Circa owns is owned by a big company that owns 40% of the American markets right now and growing. Sinclair Broadcasting owns 40% of the American markets now with local TV stations. They lean to the right. They own Circa.com. They're coming. And it couldn't be a moment too soon. Now that we hear that CNN has fired a number of people for writing fictitious stories about the Trump Russian collusion story. In fact, according to a brand new video just released, CNN got stung hard by Project Veritas. James O'Keefe strikes again, this time against CNN. They have a senior producer on camera, John Bonifield. He's been there for 15 years, saying it's about the ratings. It's about the ratings. It's not about doing journalism. It's not about doing the right thing. It's about, well, frankly, it's about making money, is what he admitted, what I got out of it. That's what I understand. And, well, let's just listen to parts of this. It's Project Veritas. You can find it online all over the place. Talking, and the guy talking in is the head of this conversation is that John Bonifield from CNN, been there 15 years as a producer. Hear what he has to say about his news organization. Go.
So you believe like the Russia thing's a little crazy, right?
Even if Russia was trying to swing an election, we try to swing their elections. We're in our CIA and doing shit all the time. Like, we're out there trying to manipulate governments. Like, you win because you know the game and you play it right. She didn't play it right.
Then why is CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that?
Because it's ratings.
Because ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
Our ratings are incredible right now. So why not just stick to this false narrative? He goes on to say a lot more damning things for sure about CNN and their operation. We'll get back to that. But first, we're going to the Common Sense Hotline, open right now to you for your thoughts. Find out more. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Tom in Grand Rapids, show them how it's done.
Yeah, Steve, good morning. Hey, so they're going to fire three underlings at CNN. The guy that should lose his job is the top guy, Zucker.
Zucker.
They're owned by a holding company, Time Warner. Time Warner board of directors should hold Zucker's feet to the fire and can him show
they
some consequences for this nonsense. Another thing that could happen is the president or the White House should pull CNN's credentials for even being in the White House. You know, this gives them grounds to do that. The fake news is there's a lot of stuff they're not covering. There's a lot of big stories that are going by the wayside, like maybe the USS Fitzgerald was hit by an electromagnetic pulse attack. I've been picking that kind of stuff up off the internet. And there's huge problems in Venezuela, the failed state, that are spreading over into Colombia, posing a threat to Panama and the Panama Canal.
Yeah. A lot of problems that way. And you're right, Tom. A lot of things are going to get
selling
covered.
Baby body parts. How about illegals voting in California or the USA elections?
No, there's a lot of things that don't get covered, Tom. It's a fair point you make because they fixate and spend, you know, a ridiculous amount of time on a story that has absolutely no proof that anything happened, that being the Russia collusion story. There is collusion between the Democrats and the national news media. We know that. And other things that are happening. The Washington Post, by the way, taking shots at CNN today, which is laughable considering their track record. Let's go to Jennifer. She's standing by. Jennifer knows how it's done here. Jennifer, welcome to it.
Comments to make because they violated their responsibility as newspaper people. They don't know the meaning of the word. They're supposed to publish the pro and the con, and you're supposed to make up your mind. They're supposed to be truthful. They've lost all honorable. There's not one of them that are honorable and know the meaning of the word truth. The other thing I'd like to mention, if I may, I'm at the point there is no excuse and none will be accepted for the failure of the politicians in Washington to cancel out Obamacare. The people of their silk suits, the elites that are there, have to live by the same rules, the same regulations, the same choices that they impose upon the American people. And it's time for the American people not to ask, but to demand that all representatives, all congressmen, all people in the House of Representatives live by the same rules that they impose upon us. We are the people that are paying the bills. There's no excuse for them passing laws and rules and regulations that exempt themselves. They are not elite. They are not better than we are. And half of them couldn't do the job that the American people do every day. And thank you for letting me rant.
Always, Jennifer. Always a pleasure. Thank you for showing the new folks how it's done. That hotline number is 888-900-9966. Jennifer has a lot of practice, so don't try to, you know, set your mark too high. Just get in, share your comments and your ideas, and be, you know, to the point. And I greatly appreciate it. And if you're from the left, I encourage you to call as well. We take all callers. It's not just those from the right. Anybody, left, right, down the middle, it doesn't matter. It's a vigorous conversation. This is not what we call a safe space, not at all. This is what we call the Steve Gruber Show, and glad to have you here for the conversation. Because, as everybody has pointed out, the problem with trusting the national news media is you only get one or two stories. You get the Obamacare repeal or the failure thereof thus far, and you get to talk about Russia. Although I will note that in the last few days, the Russia story seems to have faded from the headlines after CNN, well, after CNN's antics, shall we say. This part of the program brought to you by Michigan's premier water company, Wolverine Water Systems. If your water's just not quite right, doesn't look right, smell right, taste right, whatever it is, log on to WolverineWaterSystems.com and get your free water test today. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Get that free water test today.